Good afternoon. Let's come to order and go back on the record. I'm Commissioner Tenola D. Brown Bland with the North Carolina Utilities Commission, the presiding commissioner for this hearing. With me this afternoon are Chairman Edward S. Finley Jr. and Commissioners Jerry C. Dockham, James G. Patterson, and Lyons Gray. I now call for hearing docket number E7-1160-1162 in the matter of application of Duke Energy Carolinas LLC for approval of the Renewable Energy Portfolio Standards Cost Recovery Rider and the 2017 REPS Compliance Report. On March 7, 2018, pursuant to GS 62-133.8 and Commission Rule R8-67, Duke Energy Carolinas filed its application for approval of the REPS Cost Recovery Rider and the 2017 REPS Compliance Report, along with the testimony and exhibits of Megan W. Jennings and Veronica I. Williams, portions of which were filed as confidential. On March 28, 2018, Duke Energy Carolinas filed supplemental testimony and revised exhibits of witness Jennings and of witness Williams. On March 29, 2018, the Commission issued an order scheduling hearing requiring filing of testimony, establishing discovery guidelines, and requiring public notice. That order set this matter for hearing at this time and in this place. Upon their separate motions and by separate orders of the Commission, the North Carolina Sustainable Energy Association, Carolina Utility Customers Association, Inc., Blue Ridge Electric Membership Corporation, and Rutherford Electric Membership Corporation have been allowed to intervene as parties in this proceeding. On May 21st, 2018, Duke Energy Carolinas filed additional supplemental testimony and revised exhibits of witness Jennings and witness Williams. On May 23rd, 2018, the public staff filed the affidavits of Jay Lucas and Sonia Johnson. On May 29, 2018, Duke Energy Carolinas and the public staff filed a joint motion requesting that all witnesses be excused from appearing at this hearing, waiving cross-examination of all witnesses, and stating that all parties to this proceeding were consulted and had consented to the motion. On June 1, 2018, the Commission issued an order granting the motion, excusing witnesses from appearing, and allowing for admission into evidence of all pre-filed testimony, exhibits, and affidavits at this scheduled hearing. On June 4, 2018, Duke filed the required affidavit of publication of notice. In compliance with the State Ethics Act, I remind the members of the Commission of our responsibility to avoid conflicts of interest, and I inquire whether any member has any known conflict of interest with respect to the matter before us this afternoon. The record will reflect no conflicts were identified, and I now call for appearances of counsel, beginning with Duke Energy Carolinas.
Madam Chair, members of the Commission, Robert Kaler appearing on behalf of Duke Energy Carolinas, LLC.
Madam Chair, members of the Commission, Kendrick Fentress appearing on behalf of Duke Energy Carolinas.
Thank you. Thank you all. Mr. Jesse, have you identified any public witnesses?
I have not.
All right. Are there any public witnesses who wish to give testimony at this time? Let the record reflect that none appear. Any preliminary matters before we move into evidence, get to the evidence?
No.
All right. Then we'll hear from the applicant.
Thank you, Madam Chair. With that, Duke Energy Carolinas would like to move its testimony and exhibits in this matter into the record consistent with the Commission's June 1st order granting joint motion to excuse witnesses. The parties have agreed to waive cross-examination of the witnesses of Duke Energy Carolinas, and therefore we respectfully move that the pre-filed testimony of Duke Energy Carolinas witnesses be received as evidence in the record as if given orally from the stand, and the pre-filed exhibits of the witnesses also be moved into evidence as pre-marked and pre-filed. And this testimony and exhibits consists of the direct testimony and exhibits of Veronica Williams, consisting of 28 pages and 7 exhibits, filed March 7th, 2018. The direct testimony and exhibits of Megan Jennings, consisting of 35 pages and 14 exhibits, also filed March 7th, 2018. The supplemental testimony and exhibits of Veronica Williams, consisting of 4 pages and 4 exhibits, filed March 28th, 2018. The supplemental testimony and exhibits of Megan Jennings, consisting of 3 pages and 1 exhibit, also filed March 28th, 2018. And the additional supplemental testimony of Veronica Williams, consisting of 6 pages and 4 exhibits, filed May 21st, 2018. And the additional supplemental testimony of Megan Jennings, consisting of 3 pages and one exhibit, filed May 21st, 2018. In addition, we would like to move the application that that Duke's witnesses and exhibits support into the record as well at this time.
All right, there being no objection, the application will be received into evidence at this time, and the testimonies as described by counsel of Veronica Williams and Megan W. Jennings will be received into evidence, and the exhibits will be identified as they were marked when pre-filed and also received into evidence at this time.
Thank you.
Is there anything?
I believe by virtue of the order of granting the motion to excuse witnesses, the pre-filed affidavit of public witnesses, Sonia Johnson, consisting of 4 pages and an appendix, and public staff witness Jay Lucas, consisting of 8 pages and an appendix, have been entered into the record as if given orally from the stand, but out of abundance of caution, I would move that those be entered into the record.
They will be entered and treated as if given orally from the stand. That is the affidavits of Sonia Johnson and Jay Lucas, along with their appendices. All right, is there anything else to come before the commission in this matter?
Not from the company.
All right, there being nothing else, is 30 days from the availability of the transcript sufficient for the post-hearing briefs and orders?
Yes, it is.
All right, all in agreement. You need
30 days for the fuel?
Yes, and E7 sub 1163, the company agrees for 30 days from the transcript also.
All right, and with that, we've concluded 3 dockets, and we will stand adjourned.